Bangladesh is dealing with the fallout of a public assassination last month. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're talking to a ministry who's explaining what else is happening there. And do you remember what it was like the first time you were out on your own? Cleaning, cooking, the basics? Who showed you how to do that? Well, today, we'll talk about an opportunity to help some kids in Russia who need to be armed with life skills. But first, this is a follow-up to that story we told you about last month involving the assassination of a 65-year-old pastor in broad daylight in Bangladesh. Police reportedly have arrested three people. Asian Access's Peter Mazumdar didn't confirm the arrests, but he did confirm a different chilling aspect of the case.
We found that they have lots of lists that how many years before they became Christian from the majority background.
And these lists could be connected to other assaults, too.
So that's why we are a little bit worried about Christian community in Bangladesh, those who are sharing the gospel. Most of them, they are finding out who are actively doing this kind of work. So they are identifying them and they're killing.
It won't stop gospel work, but prayer cover would help a lot.
Pray for Bangladesh Christian community that they should bold enough to share the gospel in a such a way that in spite of persecution, they should come to Christ and also they should not leave their faith.
That's not the only story of a Christian who's been attacked. A couple years ago, you might remember us talking about Danjuma Shukaro, a 13-year-old boy in Nigeria whose village was attacked by radical Muslims. That attack left a big scar on his face and left him blind. Even so, he told the Voice of the Martyrs that he forgave the militants because they didn't know Jesus. Now, months later, Danjuma is getting ready for school and is scheduled for surgery for his eye. Would you pray that that surgery goes well? You're listening to Mission Network News. The crisis in Ukraine has dismantled millions of kids' lives, but Force for Christ's hosting program is giving kids stability and a chance to recover. So what exactly does hosting look like? Ask Seth and Emily Clayton, who recently hosted a brother and sister. Says Seth,
we just saw this as a great opportunity to bring the mission field inside of our home and involve our entire family.
It was easy. They filled out an application, and just a few months later, they were welcoming Vladek and Vika into their home.
A lot of unknowns going into it, and it's one thing that we realized immediately was just God's faithfulness and His presence within that mission. We were just very overwhelmed by the love that the kids expressed towards our family.
Over the next 4 weeks, the Clayton family saw an incredible change in the kids, but also in themselves. They're excited to host more kids in the future, and they want to encourage others, like you, to join in. Force for Christ is looking for a lot of families to help host this summer. Ask God if this is the right step for you. And this next story is also about investing in people. I mean, paying bills, grocery shopping, cooking and cleaning, these are just part of adult life, right? Well, not unless somebody showed you how. SOAR International is looking for interns to work with kids who are aging out of orphanages in Russia, says Greg Mangione with SOAR.
Kids coming out of the orphanage system were very ill-equipped to live a normal life. They didn't know how to cook. They didn't know how to clean. They always had everything taken care of for them.
That internship starts June 1st and goes through July 19th.
Last year, we had a student from Moody Bible teaching them everything from agriculture to cooking and sewing and just all sorts of different life skills. But of course, discipleship and Bible were primary ones.
And in case you didn't know, today is World Health Day. To celebrate, we have a special story from Baptist Global Response. Sveta, her daughter, and her granddaughter fled their war-destroyed home. But as poor refugees, Sveta's daughter became ill. BGR, as part of its healthcare ministry, covered those medical costs. After everything they'd experienced, the loving act shocked Sveta and opened the door for the gospel. You can learn more about how that turned out at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.